T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There was more destruction here in the city overnight, and KYW's Tim Jimenez joins us live from North Philadelphia. Tim.
Yes, Jay. I'm here at 2nd and Susquehanna. This is near Norris Square Park. This is where investigators are looking into an ATM here that exploded. Someone tried to make it explode or use an explosion to get into this ATM here. The screen, the buttons you can see are kind of dangling. It's in one of those red cabinets. A part of that blew off. Now, again, the bomb squad is here gathering evidence. ATF is here as well. Police say someone tried to use some kind of explosive to get into this particular ATM. This case happened about 6 o'clock this morning. People throughout the neighborhood here say they heard explosions at that time. And that's something we've been hearing from people, you know, throughout the morning, where overnight they would hear these explosions in different parts of the city. Well, police officials say there have been several attempts of people using explosives to get into these ATMs. Now, Jay, this isn't something really new in the city. I've covered stories throughout the past few years where people using this tactic, trying to get some money from these machines, vast majority of the times it's not successful. But again, this is something that has been happening here, particularly overnight, where we've heard people say there have been several of these explosions throughout the city. So right now, again, Jay, people here just looking on at this, and the bomb squad is here investigating as well.